same-sex marriage is the law of the land, how much did the so-called modern family effect help in shaping public acceptance of same-sex marriage? What was the role of TV? NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans has taken a look. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
So how can TV help?
Well, you know, the key, I think, to getting civil rights for a minority group is to humanize them for the majority, to have people see beyond stereotypes about that group and see them as people. And, you know, TV is the great humanizer. If you have any kind of person as the star of a TV show or as a beloved character on a TV show, people begin to see them as real people, and they get beyond the stereotypes. And I think that's what television slowly did, and we can see that progression from the 70s to the 80s to the 90s to now.
Yeah, especially if they are as likable, even in real life, as some of these characters are. So let's start there. This week, Tuesday, in fact, Variety released their poll that found that Ellen DeGeneres was the most influential celebrity to change the public's mind about gay marriage. Now, but that's curious to some, though, because her own sitcom ended in 1998, not long after she and the character she played came out as gay. Let's listen.
Why can't I say the word? I mean, why can't I just say? I mean, what is wrong? Why do I have to be so ashamed? I mean, why can't I just say the truth? I mean, be who I am. I'm 35 years old. I'm so afraid to tell people. I mean, I just... Susan, I'm gay.
As she presses a button and says it on a loudspeaker. But
Accidentally.
To go from tears to laughter in like 20 seconds. But Eric, how did she go from losing that show after coming out to changing America's mind on gay marriage?
Well, this is an amazing progression, and I think it's mostly due to the power of Ellen DeGeneres as a performer and as a charismatic figure. But basically, she made the cover of Time magazine in 1997. It was considered shocking at the time for her to come out as gay. But the show didn't quite know what to do with the character after she came out as gay because she had spent so many seasons chasing men on that show. But she got a talk show in 2003 where she was much more comfortable talking about her sexual orientation and talking about gay issues. And she cultivated an audience there that was very supportive. She went from having a relationship with Anne Heche when she was originally coming out that seemed very tumultuous and to being settled down with Portia de Rossi and getting married and talking about that on her show. And I think all of that humanized her and showcased her in a way that she was very comfortable with.
Yeah. Well, take a look also at other television shows from the early 2000s. Because they also had gay characters. There was 6 Feet Under, The Wire, Queer as Folk, but a little edgier.
Well, and those shows were in the premium cable space, right? So those were channels that you paid money to access. The Wire and 6 Feet Under were on HBO, and Queer as Folk was on Showtime. So even though those shows were able, I think, to change the minds of people who were on the leading edge of pop culture, they didn't have as much of an impact in the general public because, again, this was happening on a type of channel that not everyone in America could have access to.
Right. But they did watch other broadcast shows. There was Will and Grace and another guy, two gay men who weren't a couple. But you've written about how that show, you know, even though two of the main characters were gay, it really was never about gay love.
Well, what was interesting about the 2000s was that we had a show like Will and Grace, for example. It's a show about a gay man who has a friendship with a straight woman, but he also has a gay friend, Jack McFarland, who's a big part of the show. Those two were never in a relationship together, and they always talked about dating, they always talked about sex, but you never actually saw them romance people or have sex until very late into the show. And that was very typical of network TV shows, broadcast TV shows at that time. And so it was another boundary that we had to face to humanize the characters even further and actually show them in relationships as opposed to having them talk about them.
Well, that brings us to Fox's Glee and then ABC's Modern Family, which has maybe one of the great TV couples of all time, Cam and Mitchell, who were boyfriends and then got married. Let's listen.
Cameron, do you take Mitchell to be your husband?
I do.
Cameron, would you please place this ring on Mitchell's finger? Mitchell, do you take Cameron to be your husband?
I do.
Then by the powers vested in me by the state of California, I am privileged to pronounce you spouses for life. You may now kiss your husband.
Just, I mean, one of the more serious and only serious moments on that show, which is usually just hilarious. But that was something.
And you know, that those characters' journey in a way kind of mirrored the journey to bring us to this moment where we had where we have gay marriage throughout the country, because they were, for all intents and purposes, a married couple from the beginning of the show. They have a child that they're raising together, but it wasn't until relatively late in the series that we saw them actually get married.
NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I think I know what I'm going to binge watch this weekend, Modern Family.